representing you.
Seriously.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real? S-I-E.
Seriously, Emmett.
Damon will be in Lake Charles, Louisiana on Saturday, June 1st with Carl Thomas and Joe at the Lake Charles Civic Center. Damon is in Chicago this morning. Our chief correspondent, Damon Williams. His first story proves that sometimes chasing crime is just too easy. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as a butt so big you can see it from the front. Y'all know it's a booty shot epidemic out here, man. Black women are getting bigger butts and making them bigger. And they use all type of stuff. Fat from inside the canned hams and grease off the stove. Stop it, black women. Stop. Okay.
Oh,
speaking
God.
Of stops, a St. Louis man was stopped by the cops, and he really didn't want to go to jail. Police say the suspect, whose identity wasn't given, was pulled over by the officers. He jumps out the car, pushes a cop, and runs away. But then he ran around the corner and into a building he didn't choose too carefully because obviously he missed the signs that said police headquarters. Yeah, he ran right into thank you. He ran right into
that
the police station.
That is ignorant.
Yeah, seriously. A lieutenant said he was sitting at his desk and he looked at him. Here come this guy running right to him. So he didn't know why he was running. So him and another officer cornered the guy in the building. Now, cops were joking after they cuffed him because they said at first he was running in the direction of the jail. And they said he should have just kept going because that's what he did. He ran himself right into a cell. Seriously. Now they still say they don't know why he was running. They knew he was intoxicated, and that's going to be messed up when he come down. He wake up and realize he literally ran himself to jail. Seriously. As serious as a mate with great skills but bad breath.
Wow.
She got that monkey, but that breath be funky.
Oh, my. Right.
Here we go. All right. And people take it hard when it break, you know, with breakups, and sometimes it can get messy. A Fort Walton Beach woman who already was ordered to stay 500 feet away from her ex's crib was arrested for burglary and violating that order. Now, the man said he came home from work to find all his electronics smashed, all the pictures of him with his ex were smashed, and somebody drank up all his beer and wine. Now, and there was no signs of forced entry, so he figured it was his ex who he suspected still had a key. That's why you got to be careful how you break up, because when somebody got the key to your place, you really got to be careful. Look, I had this happen to me in my early 20s. It was this woman. She not only had a key, her name was on my lease. So, yeah, she was a little older than me. Yeah, it was crazy. So she tried to upgrade me, so she helped me find a place. She co-signed for the place and my living room furniture. So when we, I ain't making this up. So we broke up. This evil woman waited till I paid the last payment on the furniture. Then came to my house during the day. While I was gone, she went and got a key from the rental office and took all my living room furniture. Now, you got to be evil and maniacal person to take a day off, rent a truck, find help to move furniture to take a man's living room. And then to make it worse, when I came home, I had a date with me, right? So can you imagine my face? I opened my door and saw my whole 8-piece sectional was gone.
That is genius.
You remember the ones with the pit?
Yeah.
That's just evil.
Yeah, I remember
she
that.
Took my pit, man.
That is genius.
I have to mark that down as a good one, Damon. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She killed me, man. Yes. And there wasn't nothing I could do about it because all this stuff was in her name.
In her name.
Yep, and her name was Michelle Watts, in case you listen.
Oh, Lord.
You're evil, seriously.
And he has not let that go.
Oh,
to
man.
This day, well, I haven't let that go.
David, I'm sorry.
Yep.
She got me.
That yeah. is beautiful.
She got you on that.
Yeah, and what I can do about it? As serious as people that actually buy furniture on Memorial Day. I'm reporting live from the shower, man.